Have you worn out any jugs machines down there yet?
I just got off of it right now. I'm trying to get better and better, man.
Jason, how unusual has it been? I mean, you spent a long time in one city, a long time in one uniform. What's the transition and the adjustment been like for you this year?
It's been different. It's been rewarding, but at the same time, it's been hard as well. You know, when you get used to the same familiar faces, the guys that are in your building for so long, you know, Derek Boyko and Ryan Nissan, all those guys for years, and to come here and you have Ryan, you have Stevie, different guys, you know, so you got to get used to that, being around different people and learning people all over again. I feel like I'm a rookie all over again, really.
Jason, what do you want your reputation or legacy, for lack of a better word, to be in Philadelphia?
Just as the hard-working guy, just like the people in Philadelphia, you know, not the most talented guy, not the most, not the biggest or the strongest or the fastest, just play with a lot of intensity, play hard as I could, and I worked at it every day, and that's what I want, and being known for those things on the field, but also being known as the same person that you see in the locker room and off the field, you know, being a good guy, and that's what you want. You know, that leaves a more of an effect on people than, you know, any amount of touchdowns ever will. You know, they may remember your stats, but the people in the building that I'm around every day, they'll remember what type of person you were. And if I was a good person, they'll remember you and they'll have a lot of respect for you. So those things are what I strive to do and strive to leave with even my teammates and wherever I am, to be a good person and work hard in everybody else. And though you may not be the most talented, you can always, you know, work at your craft and be a better person and be a better player.
Jason, Jeremy Maclin mentioned that he talked to you last night. I know you guys keep in touch. Seeing what he's been able to do this year, how proud are you of him? And did you kind of know he had this in him all along?
Yeah, that's my boy. Now we are you know, similar, you know, in a lot of ways, and he works really, really hard. And I'm so, and like I told him last night, I'm just so proud of him, of what he's doing. Yeah, you know. You know that, I knew it all the time that he has it, you know, the goods when it comes to athleticism and talent. And, you know, he's getting more targets, and that's the thing that that he just needed. He's that type of player. He's a dynamic player. He can do anything. He minds because of the ability. So, you know, I am very, very proud of him. He deserves everything that he's getting. He works really hard, and he's been under the radar for so long, and for him to emerge the way he has is very great for a lot of people that work really hard.
Jason, we haven't spoken to you in a while. I was wondering what your opinion was of when the Eagles released DeSean Jackson.
You know that things have to, you know, things have to change, you know. So I wasn't surprised by it at all. I wasn't upset, because, you know, DeSean is going to be a fantastic player no matter where he goes. So, you know, it's kind of the nature of the beast, you know, sometimes where contract issues, you have an emerging Maclin, you have a receiver draft that's high on talent that year, and then you just pay Riley Cooper. So you kind of put the pieces together. You know, me and DeSean, or me and Mac, we knew two of us would be going. We didn't know which one it would be, but you know, you kind of know situations over the years.
Jason, you saw how DeSean and Andy kind of went about their relationship over the years. What did you make of the way DeSean and Chip bonded, or obviously didn't bond, in that 1 year last year?
They had a good relationship. All you have to do in National Football League is have a good working relationship, and they had that. Both of them had, you know, respect for one another. And it turned into a successful season, especially for his first year. And I thought that DeSean helped him a whole bunch, and vice versa, with learning NFL, learning NFL players, learning how to, you know, have talent and all those things. At Oregon, you never seen a guy like DeSean on the outside. So I think it taught both of them a lot of different things, and I thought it was a positive for both of them to have each other for that 1 year.
A lot of people thought that you were kind of his mentor, DeSean's, that is, and that you in some ways had to kind of keep him
focused and committed to playing football. Is that a fair?
No, that's not a fair assessment. Deshaun is motivated. He has the will and the hunger. When you come from where Deshaun comes from, you have that motivation down on the inside. You know, when you don't come from a whole bunch, you have that motivation to play the game down on the inside. So I don't think that's fair. I was definitely a voice of reason for everyone in the locker room, no matter who they were. A guy that most of the guys respected and trusted with information. So just having been there for so long with him, I was one of those people that he can confide in as far as information on what to do, how to do it, and he listened to me. And so I thought that the media kind of took that out of context with saying I helped him to be motivated. No, I was just a person that he can bounce things off of and he can trust.
Hey, Jason, how did you feel about the way it ended for you in Philadelphia?
I would be lying to say that you always want to, you know, every player wants to play in one city for their whole career. But I understood the business side, and that's the thing about it. You know, you understand over the years. I saw, you know, my role and what they had me doing. It just didn't make sense for them financially to keep me to do some of the things that I was doing. It's no slight at Chip or anyone else. It's just a good business decision. Man, if I was in the business decision, I would have looked at it and said, look, to catch bubbles and the block and do so, we can get a guy that's a rookie to do that, you know, for a lesser price. And that's just a smart move by Howie Roseman and Chip. But I love the organization. I love them. I don't have any hard feelings. I will be give him a big hug when I see him. And I respect him, and I respect what he's doing. And they're having a great season so far. So, and I'm really, really excited for a lot of the guys there. And I still talk to a lot of people. And I'm just happy that they're doing well. Just I hope they don't do well this week. That's it.
Jason, they talk a lot about a culture here. How is the culture under Chip different than it was under Andy, or even different than how it is down there in Carolina?
With Coach Kelly, every place is different. Coach Reed was an established culture for so long, so you came in and you kind of fit into the culture. So you had your leaders there. You had the Dawkins, Westbrook. You had Trotter. You had Thomas, and you had Donovan. So you had your leaders there. So you just had to fall in line, and it was kind of easy culture to fit into. See, with Coach Kelly, he's establishing culture. So when you have people that have known one way for so long, it can be beneficial to them. But if they're dogmatic or disagreeable, you have to change because of you're trying to establish a culture. So it's really not fair to compare the two. And I don't know Coach Kelly's culture enough to make that assessment.
There's a story, Jason, that you said that you and Chip butted heads in some respects, and that's when you knew you were kind of on your way out. Can you just expand on that a little bit more?
Well, no, that was my first taste of Charlotte. They told me that they wouldn't like Philadelphia media and they wouldn't turn your words a little bit. But I found out that the media is the media everywhere. No offense to you guys. But what we were talking about, what he asked me in the question was, you know, when we were talking about route technique and different stuff like that. And I said, you know, every coach has. I said, Chip has a different. And I said, we could have butted heads on route technique and different things like that. We're not talking about being dogmatic or fighting or anything like that. You may think that you can get open this way, and he may want you to get open that way. We were talking about small disagreements. It was nothing big, you know. So it had that alone had nothing to do with me departing. It had to my financial contract situation had to do with me departing. It wasn't even my play or anything like that. I thought that actually played well for what I was asked to do. I actually got missed a lot, so that didn't help that year as far as receptions and things. But no matter if I'd have had a 60-catch season, I don't think my number would have been agreeable for them.
What was it like working with Nick Foles?
Man, I love Nick. Like, he's one of my favorite people, one of my best friends. And so I love working with him on and off the field. He is a calm and cool and collected. He's an encourager. That's what you want as a leader. You know, guys will make a mistake, and he's the guy that's going to come over to you personally. He's a guy that's going to lead by example when it comes to his play and his production. And, you know, so I respect him a lot as a player and as a person. And he's, like I said, one of my good friends. So I have nothing but the highest remarks for him.
If I could go back and ask you about Macklin, when he was out last year with the torn ACL, I mean, you probably saw his determination, you know, in getting back, you know, to where he was. I mean, did you expect him to have the kind of season that he's having this season?
Yeah. Like I said, in that offense, in the type of offense that Coach Kelly runs, there's going to be opportunities, and there's going to be a lot of easy catches. And when you have a lot of easy catches, whether it be bubble screens, whether it be 5-yard catches, when you have a guy as dynamic as Mac, those turn into 10, 15-yard gains, and then you have his deep threat ability. So I knew if that he would be healthy, he'll be fine. You know, with a guy that works as hard as he does, like I said, he deserves it. And you know that you know a guy like that is going to do everything that he can in order to get back on the field. And I'm probably more mad at Missouri for putting a cadaver in his knee rather than a piece of his hamstring in his ACL. So, but and he'll be fine if that didn't happen.
So you see, last year Deshaun have like a career year, and now obviously Macklin. I mean, is it the system? Is it the player? Is it both?
Oh, it's definitely both. When you have a guy with that type of ability. It makes it a lot easier. And then you count on the system. It's a mixture of both. You know, you have to put guys in good situations, but then there's times where you can't coach a guy running past a guy when you're just faster than the player, or you can stop better than he can, or you can, separate and different things like that. You can't coach that. Now you can coach leverage and getting the guy in and out of his, or leveraging the defense, getting the guy in the right situation in the right play. But even with that, you still have to beat the man. So when you see guys have those type of successful season, it's the players and it's some of the system. But if this year is a players' league, and Coach Kelly has a dynamic offense, but having Macklin on their team is definitely a beneficial situation. A lot of teams would love to have him.
You kept your place in South Jersey, and have you thought about what you would do or where you'll end up when your career's over?
I still have my place in South Jersey, and me and my wife are still undecided on what we're going to do. We definitely will be there. We love the school system there in Jersey, especially the private school system. And so we're still undecided of what we're going to do. But I'm going to do everything as hard as I can and continue to try to get better here.
Jason, you got one of the young guys, the young receivers on the team, mm-hmm. Corey Brown, Philly. How is he doing? You've seen a lot of guys come and go. What is he like?
Oh, he's a good player. He's a good player. He's still learning. Like, this game is so much different from college, and a lot of times it takes an adjustment sometimes with learning how to get open. Like, it's easy when you can do it and versus off coverage. But when guys get in your face and stuff like that, it kind of, you know, you got to learn that. And he's still learning those type of nuances and crafty things to do and those things. But he's a great player. He has some dynamic speed. And it's going to be beneficial for the Panthers for a long time if he continues to progress.
Jason, Kerry Williams talked earlier in the year about how some of the veterans on the team didn't like the length of practices Chip had. Is that something you picked up on last year? Now that you're out of it, do you feel like you felt the benefits of all the sports science and stuff that Chip did implemented last year?
I think that he has a very successful system. You know, like I said, when you've been in a different program, those things can be tumultuous at times, but when you sit back and look at it from a distance, you start to realize, man, it works. So, I don't necessarily agree with Kerry with those things. I definitely No matter where you are, it's the head coach, and you got to go and do your job. You're getting paid to play no matter what it is. Whatever they ask you to do, you got to just bow up and do it. And I tell you this, that it seems like to me that the Eagles play better in the second half than they do in the first half. That has to have something to do with the system, you know. So a lot of times, you know, they've been really, you know, good, you know, for the most part with injuries in comparison to other people in the National Football League. I'm not saying everybody is healthy and they haven't lost guys, but, you know, in comparison, they're doing some good things. And when you look at it from a distance, you know, you can respect those things, even though sometimes it can be hard when you've learned a different philosophy.
As a follow-up to that post-career question, Jeffrey Lurie said when they released you that there hasn't been anyone who's played for the Eagles, who's represented the organization with more class and dignity than you. Have you thought about coming back to the organization at some point when your career is finished?
You never know. Like, you never know, and you never know. I try to my best to stay with the one-track mind and do everything that I can while I'm in the NFL, and so I haven't really looked at it as much as maybe I have. I should, but I'm not I don't do well with trying to try to plan my future. You know, I do better with one day at a time and trying to focus on being in the NFL. But let me tell you this, that you won't find a classier, you know, organization and nice people, you know, than Mr. Lurie and Mrs. Lurie. They've been great to me over the years, those are pretty high remarks, but I just, my thing is being a good Christian, being a good teammate, and treating people the way you want to be treated, whether it's the janitor, whether it's the guy that's helping me on the jug machines, whoever it is, everyone has a voice, everyone has an opinion, and everyone deserves to be respected as men and women. And that's the best that, you know, that's what I try to do. And it's great to hear him say those things, that, you know, you acknowledge a person like that. So many times we're so enamored with people's athletic ability, we kind of give them passes when it comes to character. And I never wanted to be that person. I wanted to say, well, man, that guy is a great guy. Oh, and he's a good player, too, rather than he's a great player and he's a jerk, you know. So I always wanted to be that good player. So to hear him say that was great.